Pulling by the Rashi on the Dalet Amud Aleph. Shliyitz Hevel. That makes sense? Is that right? Maybe even before that. We do the climb part. So it's a chevel. Okay, Rasha chevel lo yetsa mitachas yoda tefach lamato. You can't have the end of the rope, which the person is the leash or the rope which he's using to lead the animal, can't extend beyond his hand the tefach. Why the domi kemisha noisa b'yad? It looks like he's carrying it now. Lo miskaza kishehi mi avser hagmalim. It doesn't look like it's part of the reins, because you see it coming out from the other side. People just see it. People mistakenly will perceive it as his own entity. Some more brings that we have two statements of Shmuel. Shmuel says a tefach, and Tanad Rei Shmuel said tefachim. So they answer Shmuel Damer Tefach L'Ri Halacha L'Maisa. Also, he's coming to tell Lashmi, and he's coming to tell us how to do Halacha L'Maisa. The person comes out and asks what to do, we tell him the tefach. But the truth is really up to tefachayim, it's not osur. We just tell a person tefach just to stay away from the potential problem. I batanya ubavajli yagbiyam in a karka tefach. As long as it's not a tefach of the ground, within a tefach of the ground, it's okay. I will call Kama, the boy, napping with us the other. You could have hang out from his hand as much as you want, as long as it doesn't touch, it comes within a tefach of the karka. So Mer says, no, that's talking about Chevel de Beni Beni. Shebein Yodah Lugoma, that's referring to the rope which is between his hands, the reins between his hands and the animal. In this case being the gomel, who come or the come the boy in the heavy, you can make it as long as you want. But it has to not come within the tefach of the karka. Fish teinira habehema nimshalubay. That should be obvious that you're leading the animal. Diloy, if it goes too low. It doesn't look like you're leading the animal with it. It's just like this thing going down to the ground. So lo mischaze nitirusa de behem. It doesn't look like you're taking care of the animal. Like in Masa be'alma, shein nira sheuchis rosha be'yodei. It looks like you're just carrying something. It doesn't look like you're holding on to the rosh of the animal through this leash when it's going all the way down to the ground. So you could picture if it was lying on the ground, let's start with the case, it was lying on the ground, mamish. So there's something going with the animal, there's something lying on the ground, you're holding the end of it, it doesn't look like you're holding onto the animal. So so it said, it was within a tefach of the karka, it has that problem. But once a person's holding the leash, so what extends beyond on the other side is Shmuel's halacha. Okay. Is that the Mishnah? Ein chamor yirtzeh b'medas b'man she'ena k'shura loy. Chamor cannot go out with a medas if it wasn't tied beforehand from Erev Shabbos. V'lo b'zug, avo v'shehu pokuk, can't go out wearing a zug, even though it's the clapper has been stuffed, the bell has been stuffed with something to prevent the clapper from making any noise. Even so, it's also because it looks like he's taking it to market to sell. So if the animal would have a wound near its head, So the nature of the animal is that it would keep turning its head to rub against the wound because it irritates it. So it would rub it. And that would, the result of that would be that the wound would not heal and would get infected, etc. So they'd put a piece of wood over there, like a crisscross piece of wood, which in some way resembled a little sulam, a little ladder, to prevent the animal from reaching the spot. With the mercy referring to an animal which had a problem that it had its knees knocked together or its ankles knocked together, and you would wrap around the ankles or the knees with this piece of wood, of rope, so it wouldn't bang into each other. So you can't wear that out. Now, Rashi says that the issue with all of these things is that they were valuable. They weren't cheap. They didn't use cheap materials for these things. And if they would fall down, they would fall off. They would pick them up and carry them. Possibly carry them Dalai Lamas, so that they asked wearing them. Targon can't go out with chutin, which they use for identification purposes. Which was to tie the feet together, they shouldn't dance around and break kalim. Sometimes you had rams with very long, heavy, thick tails, and it was pulling on the ground and getting all scratchy, etc. So they would put like a little movable piece of like a little cart under at the end. They put the end of the tail in it and attach it to the thing, and it had wheels on it, so it would just go along with the animal wherever the animal went. So you can't go out with that. The more it discusses what exactly chanunos are, people shot them in what chanunos are. They can't go out with chanunos. Ben Egel Yotze Begimon, Egel can't go out with Begimon. Gimon was like a training yoke that you put on the golem if they weren't ready to pull yet. You'd make like a yoke, which they would, a smaller type of a yoke for training purposes, to get used to bending its neck. Lepora Be'or HaKuper. The poro can't go out with the. There's a problem sometimes that the other animals would attempt to suckle on the udder of the poro. So the solution for that was they would take the skin of a porcupine and cover over the udder with it, and the other little animals were not interested in trying to suckle the udder anymore. So they got the point. Oh, good. Okay. The Ritzushim and Karnel, can't come from Ritzushim and Karnel, which we had before. Focus what that meant, the case of just Lanoi or even Lashamer is also. The more Mishnah says, Parasa Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ha'isa Yotze per Ritzushim and Karnel, Shalai Berotz and Kachamim. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Parah did go out with Ritzua. We're not happy with what he did. Which where is going to qualify? Zog Rashi, Zug is klita, which is the bell. Alvish chalolo pakuk b'muchin. Even though the inside of the bell has been stuffed up with soft material, shena invil shaloi mikashkesh lashmiya kol. So the clapper is no longer making the sound. But the more mifarish time, the more says, what's the problem? Gemara explains all of these things, what they are. All of these, the problem is, we're worried about that if they fall, the person will carry them, and they're valuable. A gola is going current cut in a small wagon. You make under the tail. Sometimes the end of these rams' tails. Rochel, come in car, they were wide like a pillow. Katan, a small pillow. Man, but Etzim, there's no, at the end, there's no bone. as opposed to some animals, they have bones in the tails, so they don't have bones in the tails. Elishuman, it's fat, ba'av, it's thick. The covered is heavy. Shenigal oritz, and it would be pulled along the ground. Nisrit, it would get scratched. Initials and get damaged. Gola, miskagelis, they make a little mobile cart. Acharav behind it, kashuarlich, as it goes, but zanav kosher la, you tie the zanav on top of it so it wouldn't drag along the ground. Cooper is sheretzu. It's a small animal. Shenimav chadin kemachat, that its hairs are sharp like a needle. Karnlo haritzun. Kershon ora b'davi haporo shlo yinikuha shrotzin. This would discourage these other little animals from attempting to suckle. Lo rotsu shabein rotsu shabein kanel the masi who lo tirfarsh v'gemar. Okay, so Morris says my time up. What's the problem with the case of merdas? Kidamoron, like we said before, Rashi kidamoron sheluk shurabay. It's not tied different from Shabbos. It's also the legoli miesmol shehi tzricha lekach shehi lo lemalpash. He has not indicated from before Shabbos that this is something which animal needs that should function. Therefore, as it should become bottled to the animal and function as a malpash.
What's this going on?
Mardas. It has to be tied from before Shabbos. So this is the Rashi that Tosis earlier refers to and says Rashi explains that it's not considered a malbush. Tosis brings a few other explanations what the issue of merdas might be. Tosis before and then give him an hour.
Wasn't there an issue with that it might fall off?
That's Yushami's Sham. Well, then, even the Gemara said, if it wasn't tied at all, so obviously then the problem is it's going to come to fall off. But the Gemara says, Shmuel said, you have to have it has to be tied from Erev Shabbos. I mean, Yushami says that the problem is, Yushami says the problem is you can't tie it on Shabbos because you've been mishtamish of El Chaim as you're tying on it. What's the problem with the zug if it's not making a sound? It looks like he's going to the market to sell. They whatever reason, they used to put the bells on the animal when it would take them to market. The Rahuna says, Bay Loya. This was something which was put, they would tie it around on the cheek. My Abdele, what do you do it for? The Hech of the Islay Makam to the Hodder Chayech Bay. They would put it there in case where the animal had a wound, they shouldn't continue to scratch against it. Not these ropes around its foot. The Abdele, the Gizra, they would do in the case where the animal had a problem that the joints would knock together. They did that. They would put a simon that people should know that it's your turn to go, so they shouldn't get mixed up. So people would put identification, some type of little clue, which was a different color, whatever it is, indicate that those are his chickens. That's chutin. Sometimes chickens would dance around and break something, so they would tie up the feet so they couldn't jump around so much and not break anything. They shouldn't scratch their tails. Okay, so all of those are pretty much straightforward. Now the more it's the case of the chanunus, not so clear. Ben Rachelim Yotzer's chanunus. So they can't go a chanunus. So Yosef Rav Acha Bar Ulo Kameda Rav Chistu V'Yosef Beka Omer. So they explain, come and explain what is chanunus exactly. They said the following explanation. Mishor Shagosin Oysa, when you would, after you would shear the animal, so you can imagine the animal is a little bit, it doesn't have as nice thick wool on it, it can get cold. So Temelo Azak Peshemen, Menichel Al Padachto, Kadeshel Titan. So you take an Azak, Rashi says Azak was like a piece of, cotton or something soft, like a piece of it. You would soak it in shemen, and you would put it on the animal's forehead. And that would help keep it warm. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the function of the oil was, and exactly how does it have it on its forehead, it keeps it warm, and the rest of its body is shorn. But that's what they used to do. Amalei Reb Chista. So Reb Chista said to Reb Acha Bar Ula, "Im Kain Asisei Marukva." Marukva was a nasi at that point in time. You know, this is royal treatment. It doesn't really need it, as Reb Chista is saying. It's not really something which is necessary to keep it warm. Stam, you want to pamper it. So I mean, we're talking about one which is pampered, like the nasi hador is pampered. That's not mistabri. Al Yosef Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Kibed Rav Chista. We have it that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was in front of Rav Chista. The question of the gears of Rav Chista. Michelle is the gift of Rav Nachman. V'yasa b'kamer mishor shekaras leilid. If the animal is holding in the birthing process, temin lo shnei azokin shel shemen amenichol lo echad apadachto v'echad al rechem kidei shetischamen. Here they would take this piece of this, I guess equivalent like a gauze. Soak it in oil and put one on the forehead and one on the by the rechem in order that the animal should warm up. I guess that would help the animal in the breathing process. Amar Rav Nachman, so that's why we have the gifts of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to this person, "Im ken asisa yalata." Rav Nachman's wife's name was Yalata. So you're treating this animal the same way you would treat a human being. Again, this is it's something which is a pampering, luxurious, it's not necessary.
Well, the Buddhism, maybe it's also anyway. Right? In other words, it's not like it's, what did they say, well, you're pampering it, so you know, it should be also so fine. It's you're pampering the animals also. You're saying it's like unreasonable that they would talk about such a unusual thing.
I think so. Elam Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says a different pshat, a totally different pshat. Eitz echad yesh b'kroche hayom. There's a type of wood which is found down by the sea, the nations. It grows near the ocean or the sea. V'chanun shmoi, it's called chanun. Umavi and kisim. You take a splinter of it, when you put it in the Rachel's nostrils, and it causes it to sneeze. Why do you want to do that? So there's any worms in the animal's head which are taking hold, the sneezing would cause the worms to come out. Versus, so why do only Rechelim need that? That's something which would seem to apply to Sukharim also, to the rams. Whereas there's no Kiman de Menachi, Sukharim, Bahadori, Mimela Noflin. Since they used to butt heads together, so therefore that would cause those things to be dislodged. But the Rechelim don't do that, therefore they need to sneeze. So it was this is the precursor for the idea of snuff. You know, it helps you sneeze and get it out. Shimon Nazira Omar, which I guess his name is called Nazira for a reason. You can probably guess what the reason is, because he was a Nazir. Kisma Derismi, Derisma. It was a type of a wood called Roisim, which they used to put there. It doesn't more than explain what's used for. Let's assume, for argument's case, that argument's sake, that he was the pshat. The idea was the same. Just they didn't use this wood called chanun. They used this wood called rismu, roisin. And where it says, well, in mishlama the Rav Huna hanu dektani chanunus. Rav Huna's pshat, and in some ways, it's called chanunos. In other words, it says you use chanun shema wood, but over here using rismu, so call it rismuos. Or alternatively, I think the Morris question was even like the other pshatim over there with the gauze, you know, which is put there. Why is it called chanunus? All the rabbanon and my chanunus, all these different explanations. What does the word chanunus mean? The dinalu milsa the merachaminon alayu. He did something for the animal, which was expression of our concern for the animal. That's why they call it chanunus. Zog to Rashi.
There's no nafkamina.
What do you mean?
Agree, halak lemaisa with.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah. From the beginning. The second Rashi, Paka Gesosim, the bell has been stuffed up. The Chinka Lashuk, it looks like you're going to the Shuk, Limker, to sell, with Henloid Zug, Lahana Oisoy. To make it look nice, they used to put a bell in it, and that would, you know, you would pretty up the animal, and people would catch people's eye, and they'd be able to sell it better. Beiloya, shekarshin etzalechi. Beiloya means something which you tie near the cheek. Lahadur kayakla. We're afraid that the animal would keep scratching it. Shayuchal lahachsut savoroi letzadamaka. By putting this thing around by the neck, would prevent. Rashi says the pshat is that it would prevent the animal from turning its head. It would sort of like put it like in a brace, would force it to face forward. Lachachah b'shinov to rub it with its teeth. The kashim and savora, you would tie it around the neck. So Rashi points out now, b'chashuban and yosim ekshishin zalgamim asher. We said before in the brayza that the animal can go out with a splint. Why are you worried about the splint coming off and him carrying it? Turns out it wasn't such a valuable thing. It falls off. I'll leave it. But this thing apparently was more expensive. Vinofli over here we're worried if nofu chayis alayu umaisa lehu b'shogu. Shogu, we're afraid the person will forget and mistakenly carry it. The gizra, so you put this thing around for gizra, which is the problem with the knocking of the joints together, and to lie your liri bilats. Behema shepsiya seak sorim, animal which takes short steps. Umakir reglayim zebezet, the feet would knock against each other. Asalakim tabash shall I call them? Or it's suus avis, you make it like a ring made out of a column as excuse me. It was like very supple wood from the palm tree. Or it's suus avis, a thick thick ritsuus, which means leather, means thread. The cushion I saw, lamala mi parsis a regal, mokum shemin menakshin Zubasu. You put it above the hooves at some point, over the leg, be it the ankle, be it the knee, whatever it is, where they knock against each other. The chutim lo lichlefu, but hanagrili chavereim, you would be able to identify his shekins. And the ritzua is lo disperumani, shekash and shnei regleil yachad, they would tie the 2 feet together. The ritzua started with a short piece of rope. Shetuchol lahorim regleil, to prevent it from being able to lift up its feet, the lahatis, and to Hatfaza actually is causing the pebbles fly and damaging Kalim. And the Agola was the Chamton, Shalayukul Besloyim Utroshim. It shouldn't be damaged by the rocks and the broken rocks, Belnair Belaz. Until the wool grows back, you put this azik. What is azik? It's semer gefen, a kol davar rach, a soft material. You soak it in oil and stick it on tachta, on mitzcha, on its forehead, and somehow that kept it warm. So he said, Sir Rav Huna said, "I see some arukva. Nehagta berachol zu chashivus shamalukva. You're annoyed with this rachol as if it was like the." It was the prince himself, Shay Osher Abezdin. He was very rich, so he could afford to do these things, and he was an Abezdin. When you do such a thing, it wasn't normal to do it. Yalta's Isha Shar Nachman, again, it wasn't something normal. It says Darna was Teloyim, they would use a piece of wood to cause it to sneeze and knock out the Teloyim, the worms in its head. Shimon Azira said, "Kisim the Rismo, Kisim Shal Roisim." Shimon Nichalam Bechaytim. You put this splinter of wood of Roisim wood to do it. Yeah. Something more. When Egel Yetsa Begimen, Egel can't go up Begimen. My Egel Begimen was Egel Begimen. Omer Rufuna Bar Nira, Omer Bielozer. My Mashma the High. I'm sorry. Amr Rav Huna, Rav Huna said Bar Nira. It's a small a yoke. It's called a nir. This is like a miniature one, so it's called a Bar Nira, a small one which is done to train the eagle that used to bending. Amr Belozer my mashma the high gimon lishtan the maker. What do you say that the word gimon means? Something which is made for bending. Pasuk of the Yeshayah is talking about the Baruch Hashem is challenging Klal Yisrael about their fast days that they were doing. That they were is fasting day just about bending down. Halachayv ke'agman, bending down like the agman was the type of a plant that used to bend over very much. So. The person never reads, you know. So is the day about bending over your head like the reeds? And it's about beating your breast, it's about taking care of the niyam and truly being focused on other people. Well, Parbara Cooper, Yali. It's put by the poor in order to prevent the yalis should not suckle it. Rashi says that Rashi is a yali. Now that's interesting. With poor Rashi says to trust him. Rashi calls it refers to it as an aluka. Now an aluka usually was a leech. I don't know. So it sounds like maybe the relation was taking blood. But that's not what Rashi seemed to say in the Mishnah. Shalayani Kua is being the yernik is for the milk. Lord Sushman Kanel, either Rab Bain Lanoi Bain the Shamar's also, either Shmuel Lanoi also the Shamar Mud. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Bar Nira. What's Bar Nira? Earl cut in a small yoke. Shemenichim le'egel bitzavor. You put on the neck of the eagle. She'elomud lochef roshay l'chish yigadol. It should be used to bending its head to hold the yoke. When it gets older. V'lolim su'a ya'alish lo yinku'a aluka shakaran shanshus. It shouldn't be suckled by this aluka with this leech. It's fun. Okay. And of course, before Ben Lashem, Noi Ben Lashem Rasa, the Lachon Nitzirusi Yisir, so Armin and Masihu, even Lashem Rasa, it's extra share was not necessary. Okay. Parasha Shom Rabbi Yelosim and Azariah went out, but so it should be turned out, it should be Rasa and Chachamim. The verse says, he had, sounds like he said, you know, his part, like he had, you know, the Lashem Azariah owned a part of, that was it, like that was his part of, and they went out. Mr. Bechata Parah Habile, did he only own one part of? Vamar Rav, Vamar La, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Lozman Zayah was fabulously wealthy. Tracer, Alfie, Agli, Igli, Havi Maser, Rabbi Lozman Zayah, Meedre, Kol Shata, Beshata. His Miser was 12,000 calves a year. So it means he had a tremendous herd. It was producing 10 times that much in children per year, because this is the Meiser. Right? So there's 120,000 calves being born to him yearly. So you can have an idea of how large his herd was. So he didn't own one para, he owned, I guess, assume each one gets pregnant, so he owned at least 120,000 of them, right? Probably a little more. Some more says, Tana, so the Bryce says, more quotes the Bryce, Lishalah Hoyasa, it wasn't his part of. Elashal Shchenosa Hoyasa, it was his neighbor's para. And she let it go out with Ritzua. Umitar Shalai Micha. But he did not protest to her. Nikras al Shmo, it's referred to by the Lashon Chacham, it was his fault. So he's held responsible. So his, as if we look at it, if that's what Lashon Azariah's Parah is going out like that. He's the one who's responsible for this. Okay. Morris says, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rav Chavifu. Master Bakul, wherever it's, these four were contemporaries. You can have the four of them discussing something, and I tell you over the name of these four. That's so Master, when these four were mentioned, the Bakulu, the Seder Moyed. So I would tell you a member from these four. In Seder Moed, so Kol Ki Haizuga Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan Umayel Rabbi Yonasan. So some people in that situation, in other words, if I tell you over the quote from these four in the Zikin, we don't have a second version who said it. But in Moed, you should know there's a second version who said it. Not Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yonasan. Be that as it may, they said the following, Kol Misha Efshad Limchus.
No. Only if you're quoting them that all four said this.
Right. In other words, apparently, I would say, you know, there was a group who used to learn together. So from Seder Moyed, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't there. This. So if you quote the four, it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, it must have been Rabbi Yonasan. Okay. So. He said the following: Kol Mishu Yafshel Limchus L'Anshe Beisar B'Lemicha Nispus Al Anshe Beisar. A person has the ability to protest against what his family is doing, and he's negligent in that. He's remiss, so he is going to be punished. He's literally taken hold of, means they grab him, and was his family, they nab him, you know, and the responsibility of the actions of what the family, Anshe Beis, but Anshe Iroi, if he could protest Anshe Iroi and he does not, then this was Anshe Iroi. So a person has responsibility to address issues. So the Beirish Galusa, which is in charge of, they're the exilarch, and they're in charge of the whole Golus of Klal Yisrael, so they will be held responsible for all of Klal Yisrael. Not sure exactly what he's adding. Well, as I said, a person can be moicha b'anshi b'kolam kuloi. He's nisbal anshi b'kolam kuloi. So he's saying that they have that power. So why is he putting the zkenim together with the sorim? Zkenim being the tmini chachamim. So the princes are leading the people, and they're, you know, leading them astray potentially, and the Sanhedrin should have responded, and they did not so, and therefore they're held responsible. Okay, the more is going to continue talking about this.